Live from Casta Country in Ross River, Yukon, it's Anazin, Respect, with your favorite musical couple, Dennis Shorty and Jennifer Froling, otherwise known as Jenice. This episode of Anazin is sponsored by Fireweed Metals.
Hello!
Die da da. Heute ist ein wunderschöner Tag.
Du, Zenas, gut hier, Golasi. Today we'll greet everyone out there, all the listeners across the globe, because we heard there's people from India listening, from the USA, from Germany, from Switzerland, and from the Yukon and all over in Canada. So we're really grateful to be here again with our third and last episode and to present one more guest that we have in petto for you. And that's our principal from Ross River. That is Pierce Butler. Welcome to the show, Pierce.
Denta, thank you for having me.
So very first start, though, is I would like to ask my honey to share one or two of his teachings that he was brought up with by his grandfather, Shorty Johns. My honey is Kathleen, yeah?
Good stitchy on you. It's here, so, Papa, Maya, good stitchy, my grandparents and my parents telling stories long time ago and teachings. Flaka, good jai. CS2 clock ya taken it specifically quasi ya li get the honest evening time came. I hear my grandparents laughing in the tent company's grats with a candlelight, so I went over there on it that saw ya li get clock ya taken it specifically it's yes clearly it's yes it's a so Cha Queen Todd said he Skukakasinda. So he said, my nephew, come in, sit beside us. He couldn't tie it ulia so yeah. My was not hurried in that guy. They're playing string games, making animals, snares, diamonds, all the string games, and we're doing it really quick, and grandma was the fastest. So they continued playing, so I just sat there. Kunti says, "Dad, my Afghanistan." See, I "Hey, makamak and sit, sati. Et latin doni sunagi. Makamak is his version of Moscow food. Yeah, and tea and bannock." So I sat down there and I watched him, and I looked down on the ground. Back then, they were sitting on a brush. They had no floor, or no house. They're just living in a tent. On a brush, I was sitting there. Says, "Da ik Afghanistan." And he's on Afghanistan, with Tan Kasta. There's a book there, it's called Bible. I picked it up, I was looking through it, just looking, you know, pictures, just all of that pictures in it. Then all of a sudden, laughter stopped. What they were doing all of a sudden stopped, and I said, I look up, I thought I'd done something wrong. I look on a custard, so to look at me with that, what do you call that look? When you give somebody do something wrong, that content look, what? Then grandpa, you got a gun ton. It's unas, I got me and dint, and I said, then me yet deal, I thought, go quickly a gun ton. Say, why are you looking at a book to tell you a tree exists? You have to know it. It's a non-gulina, then titihi, then ella doni, then quatsihi. That's medicine, tree, kutsini, you call it, our relations. That's medicine, it keeps us alive. You don't need book to do that, etc. On a king da seti, on a costa, it needs on it. Come here, dear. It took a macagulini, it's a macarnasalai, tunidlini, hisculini, yakaku kusle gantana. Me and Dila. Tell me, look out there. There's land, there's Mother Earth, money, giddy. There's rocks, brushes, water, mountains. You don't need book to tell you that. You have to know it. The tsuneya, the digaya. You have to know it spiritually and physically. The miyati lazari. So you could see the sun, the earth rotates around it. You see clouds. In summertime, it brings rain, moisture, brings life. Wintertime, it brings snow. Why you look at that book? You don't need a book to tell you that. Then anakat died me at the lady. Look, spiritually and physically, you could see it. Then ditzigi, ditzigia, ditigaya, ditzuneya. You listen spiritually and physically. This gas is dumb. Gone is taunted on his lini. As soon as it thought you that it's a yeah, kid, I just listened to what you were saying. Grandma's sitting there too and just listening. She was braiding her hair like she always does. Mm. Yeah, she always braid her hair. Got a piece of stick inside and she braid her hair on it. There's all kinds of animals out there, he said. All kinds of mammals that you don't know of. Just all kinds. Birds, just all kinds. Pretty ones. All over the world. Bugs, all kinds of bugs out there. Then we had the lie. Yaka cook, Kusli Gantana said, how come you look at book for nothing? He was referring to the Bible. You know, and he said, you have to know these things. Then the yet the lie, you gotta know who you are as a human being of Mother Earth. Sistai is soon as it sits, makamaka sits. That is jiggy. I sit there, eat that Moscow food, drink tea, and continue listening to what you are saying. Back then I was young, so it kind of went through one ear, it bounced around a little bit, and went out the other ear. I was young. But that stuck with me my entire life. Now I know what he's talking about. That's a cultural thing. That's for Mother Earth. Every human being on Mother Earth, that's cultural. And he said, "'Tis a good day to go kinto. To go sonya nugling. Ni yar to go nugling. Sayara." Say, nighttime come, you look up in the sky. You could see planets, stars, solar system. He called it sun. Sometimes I wonder how did he know that? He didn't went to university or anything. He wasn't a scientist, maybe he was. And I sat there and listened to him. Took a king thought. Oh no, So you look the furthest galaxy, if you could see. It's us too, he said. We're made up of them and them us, all the stars. That was teaching my grandfather. I always wonder how he knew, but he knew. He had connection. He had connection to the land, physically and spiritually. That's Grandpa Shorty John's. Grandma, same way too. Yeah, Kistai on a Kisidi. I didn't exactly where me and D, Grandma too. Listen. Pay attention to what's going around you. Grandpa, Grandma, Mom and Dad all say that. Dursa kusti rana ginta. Dursa kusti rana. Dianti. He said, go through life. Know who you are, where you come from. You come from Mother Earth, cousin, dad. Don't just run around like you don't know nothing. A lot of people out there like that. So that's teachings, what I'm sharing today. You know. So there's another one that it's about, you know, tobacco. People will say, oh, not our culture, this not our culture, but yet I'm speaking English. That's not our culture. I'm wearing pants. I'm sitting in a house with lights. That's not our culture. But we made it our culture. It's part of who we are now. Even though I speak my language, DST, Dini, DST. I know who I am. Did it see last air? Did it suit see last air? Did it sad see last air? Took a king die, it's in ghost energy. Say a Cassidy. I'm from Mother Earth, we all are. But from the rocks, from the trees, from the animals, from the stars, that's what my grandfather told me. Itas is die, Siaya, that other giddy. Beautifully, I sit there with my grandparents. Again, I sit there, I was there with mother, with them. Sista, that Jarasia, Jesha, Ishisia, Nana, then Kahi, that other kin yawe, Tane, a lulagiti lagi. Grandpa, all of a sudden, was sitting there. He said, hey, grandchild, go across the lake with the raft. Get me some lily flower. Four. Four of them. I didn't ask why. He gave me basking on. He gave me a knife so I could cut it. That's kino. Sorry, it's a ton of slimy. To get a shirwoli, even though I'm afraid of water, I went out there to get what grandpa want. To talk kusli da, don in a ta, den de gang, ta tia. To talk shachiri. Make sure you get the best flower. Don't get a rotten one. They look really careful before you cut it. Kula and the ga, tsing this on la, said he made, put tobacco already for me. Before I went out. That's Kelnona, Tura, and again, Ulna, Kasta. While he's rafting as he ducks. Kita, Kasta, was passing away. I look for a moose, but nothing. Takazel, Kasnana, Toga, Ana, Asni. Evening time, they come out. Eh? That's it? Yeah, must. Wrong. Tha, tha start at only. Tha, take it, ta, ta, tha, so you say, that's it, four, take it, four. That's king, quasi, Tama, good jai. It honor is on a chiazi. Soon we are get it. Couldn't eat it. Jeez, yeah, took a sword and can I not even deny it. Tama, come here for you. Paddle around. There's flowers just right over here, you know. You always like that, Grandpa. Yeah. So, I give it to him. Not, see, I eat on it. Jin, you're a sin dust, that's a sky. Come sit beside me, oh, pray. Yet on a, we are sin thought. So, I put it in front of him, all four. First one, you pick up. It's like a, you know, on zinc. When they use tobacco, they use that red willow, the bark, springtime, when it's sap, ek-in, you call it. That's what they use. Got sweet taste, smell when you burn it. So that's what they use. Eh? Not. It's out of it. It doesn't want to sit on the donor, said he. It's good choy gas and on the go. The fire clean plot, the dinner's easy, said he. First one, they put underneath the biggest tree you find. That's for all the trees. That's why we're all alive, he said. But don't climb too high, you might fall down, you know. So I just put a lower brush in, run back, and pray again to the guy. Just on score, said he. Did not. Didn't need to go like that. On us and on, need cover. This one is for Mother Earth, you tell me. That's why everything is said, that's why we live from that too. So I ran down and I put it on these, on the ground, facing just anywhere on the ground. I ran back to him, I sat down. Not tea and dawn, said he. So I drink tea soon that. Pray again. Did he? To God. Look at the God to God. You go to God. Hi, good day. Back good day. You give to God, chant to God, just to God. Did let I. Take this, put it on a hillside. That's for the sky. To honor the sky, for the sun give bright lights, the clouds give rain and water, for winter time snow. I put it there. Run back to him. I hear Grandma giggle once in the background. Dear Grandpa, yeah, dear. Yeah, Grandpa laughing. Yeah. Grandma. Not that he. Too tickle. Too nuns eat. He's a tiny. What he got too tickle? It on the woods, he don't a cousin terror. He tuned to wear that. To put that song. Good tear soon in the knee. The last one is for water, you know. Put the bag over inside. Let it float down. But don't fall in, there's a raft, there's quite an end of it. Let it float down, to the lodge about it. So I've done that. So there's that second teachings that I'm talking about.
Please, get a guess. Oh, I suck a sin la. It's a la suck an a sin. You speak really, really, really good in my heart just jumping around. I want to marry you right now. It's on radio now. Oh, just not kidding. So, I'm so proud.
Thank you for listening out there. Grab your drums if you're out there.
We also have Yvonne Shorty, our sister, niece. And Ali, our neighbor, as our drummers within our living room, kitchen, bedroom, tiny cabin. where we are live from in Ross River, Tuhlilini, for you, for on Shone FM. And the first song will be just matching to the beautiful stories you just listened to, the prayer song. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael Miller, get your drum. Oh, no, you're going to play the air guitar today, you said. Okay. Greetings to Rox, Hunter, and to David Dugas. Shout out to you guys. It's our band members from Denazagi, from People's World.
Ya te go, na 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 ya te go na. Ya te go, na 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 ya te go na. Ya te go na. Da go na, mi ken na mi. Do you then at ya? A diga, a son of me. Do you then at ya? The god of a son of me. Ya take all, na in the lay, ya take all then. Ya take all. Na hinna lei ya te go dena, ya te go dena. Didi dana tia, a diga, a tsuja nukumi. Didi dana tia, a goda, a nun nukumi. Do you then at ya? A diga, finally. The ya te go, na hinna lay ya te go dena. The ya te go, na hinna lay ya te go dena. The ya te go dena. Did it then at ya? A diga, cook and noogling. Did it then at ya? A gorda, cagaling. Did it then at ya? A gorda, a seed on. Ya take all. Na hinna lei ya te go dena. Ya te go. Na hinna lei ya te go dena. Ya te go dena. Ya te go. Ya te go dena.
All the good energy out there to you, beautiful people out there on this beautiful planet Earth. Indeed, Skellige, we have our guest speaker. Pierce Butler, Principal Pierce Butler, welcome to Honors in Respect with Janice.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you very much.
We are honored that you make time on that beautiful day out there. And I know you just walked your dogs and then you made it over to us. Thank you.
One of the best parts of the day.
Right. So, yeah, we're just really thrilled to have you here because we know that the Ross River School has a lot going on, and we wanted to invite you to share these things on Shone FM to let people know what's happening in Ross River School.
Yeah, there's been lots going on, and hopefully lots more to come. Mm-hmm. The year started off, I think, pretty well. I had taken a year off, so it was a little bit slow to the gate to get back into things, but taking that year off was energizing. It was good for my mind, my spirit, and coming back, I just had that much more resolve to try to make a difference in the community and the school.
Awesome.
And, see if we could make some things happen mm-hmm. this year.
For how long have you been principal now?
Up until last year, I had been vice principal for 3 years prior. And upon coming back, I took on the position of principal. And it was a new challenge. I had been doing it on and off over the course of a few years when our principal, Fran Etzel, was away. And she was a wonderful principal. She taught me a lot, was definitely a mentor, and really helped me get to where I am now. And just coming into this year, I felt that I could potentially make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And with the help of a lot of supportive staff and people that we've hired this year, including our land and language connector position, Elder May Bolton, and her daughter, who's been both been very instrumental in helping us bring culture and language alive in the school.
Awesome.
And just great things are starting. We're a bit late to hire for that position, but since hiring May Bolton, some really good things are starting to happen, and mm-hmm. I've got great optimism for the future. I think some wonderful things are going to happen to the school in the next 2 years. I think just fantastic things. Already things are starting.
Yeah.
Also with the help of yourself, Jennifer, and Dennis.
Thank you, Pierce.
Brought a lot of amazing culturally relevant activities into our school, and it's just been wonderful. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the future. I think, wonderful things are coming down the pipeline, and I think, there's great reasons to be optimistic, mm-hmm. with the First Nations School Board and what they're bringing to the table in terms of potential for change mm-hmm. and growth, and especially in the areas of language and culture. I think that's so important to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I think showing, it's a sign of respect is keeping the language and the culture alive. And in particular, we want to see some things happen in terms of language and possibly an immersion program in the future. And I think that's the only way to ensure that the culture remains strong and vibrant is to retain the language. And
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't get passed on, just a big part of the culture is gone forever. And we've got to ensure that that doesn't happen, that mm-hmm. we keep the language. And we're working towards that. I could see, not next year, but the year following year, I think we will have an immersion program. I think there's enough will in the community. There's enough desire. There's a lot of people that are very passionate about preserving the language that we're going to see it happen. We're going to make it happen. Mm. And I think that's going to do wonderful things for the community of Ross River, just mm-hmm. to keep the language alive. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. There was one big start already with the hockey, native hockey tournament last weekend when it was narrated in the Kaska language by Tessler Smith and Hammond Dick, right?
So yes, I heard that. It's amazing.
Awesome.
And it's international is really going around because mm-hmm. I was bragging about it in Germany and I just loved it. And my honey actually happened to be a couple minutes on there too, but then they had the games finished because it was earlier, right?
Yeah.
But that's a big step, I think, and then we're just hoping that more languages will follow, right?
Yes, yeah, and I'm really hoping that, Ross River serves as a model for the rest of the territory in terms of keeping language alive of the different First Nations. I think part of my inspiration has been my son and his journey to learn his First Nations language, which is Mi'kmaq, East Coast. And he's studying right now at the University of Cape Breton engineering, but his true passion is learning his language. So he's learning Mi'kmaq, and I think it's giving him a sense of pride and purpose, and just getting in touch with who he is, that side of his family. I think that's so important. We have to know where we come from, I think, to be proud.
Absolutely.
And and having the language, I think, is so important. So that's what I'm really hoping for the community of Ross River. Mm-hmm. And I think there's enough passionate people in the community that want to see that happen, that we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just had the pleasure to actually make like 40 drums in the school.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Oh, yes.
And we have 10 more to go on Tuesday, so we will be back in the school. Mm. And yeah, we woke them up. We did.
Thanks to everyone's efforts, we got some international musicians into the school, including Dennis playing, and we brought all those drums that our learners made, and they got a chance to play them, and it was absolutely wonderful. It just filled my heart with joy. It was a wonderful experience. And I'm hoping that's just one of many that we're going to have for, you know, in the rest of the year. I think we're going to have some great things coming up. And then next year and the following years, I think this is going to be a big part of what's changing in our school, is just bringing, you know, those wonderful types of events to our school. And our learners just, they get a sense of pride just, you know, being a part of that. You can see it.
Yeah. What I noticed, I just want to share that quickly too. What I noticed actually, because we've been doing 50 drums in Watson Lake, and then we had the same kind of thing, an idea of the awakening, the drums in the gym. And then we did the same thing here in Ross River with 40 drums. And we felt like that even the kindergarten kids and right up to the older ones and the teachers and the principal included, peers. That everyone was on beat, right from the first second
Audie
on.
It was amazing. the energy, you could just feel it too.
Yeah,
just amazing.
So Russell was just like,
and sisters.
It's just in DNA, I want to say.
It is. I think it's innately in all our souls. I think drum is one of the basic instrument that you find in every culture around the world, and it's. I think it is. It's just in our DNA. We have it right from the get-go.
Yeah. You could see the faces of the teachers, and they were just like, whoa, so happy. And the little ones, they were right in it. Okay, it's good.
Yeah. You know, the Nehili, like you said, Pierce, it belongs to the world, the drums. Mm-hmm. It's healing. It brings healing. It that's all it does. It doesn't hurt anybody. Drum doesn't hurt or kill anybody. It opposite, it heals. You know, so many times out there, people always say, oh, not our culture. None of it's our culture, but we make it our own. The thing is, culture evolves.
Absolutely.
You know, that people stagnant out there drinking and doing drugs. What about that? That's killing our people. But drum, it doesn't kill our people. It heals. It heals the wounds. If you want, sing, grab a drum and just beat out on the land, Pierce.
Absolutely. When I was living in Japan, working and studying, and I remember hearing the taiku drummers, and what an amazing experience to see those drummers up on the stage, and just so powerful. And you see that all over the world. The drums are just something that stirs your soul in a way that I don't think any other instrument quite has that kind of power. And but I've seen it. Oh, geez, I've seen it in two different countries, actually three different countries that I've lived in worked in, and I see it all over the world. It's it's just an amazingly powerful thing.
I have a quick story for that too. Like we were talking about drums. We did on September 30th last year, were teaching, or we were leading a drum circle at the Kwanlanan Culture Center. Mm-hmm. And we usually always bring our own drum, and then people already bring their own drums too. But so there's a lot of drums there, and it was like maybe 250 people, something around that. And we had our drum circle going on, and I usually can't really see the drums laying in the middle, not being used, when we have the drum circles, and there's so many people around us. So I just grabbed that one drum that was left, and it was like going around in the audience. They were around us. It's like, oh, and then I went right straight to that one girl. I was like, you need to drum. I tell her. She looked at me like, oh, no, like I haven't been touching the drum in the last 4 years or 5 years. I'm like, well, it's time to bring it back. So yeah. She grabbed the drum, and she was a little, I think, a little off, you know, like not very healthy. And she drummed, and she gave me the drum back, and she gave me the biggest hug ever. So last week at Native Hockey Tournament, we were both
at the
Takini Arena. Yeah, we were both sitting there. If you listen right now, you know who you are.
Yeah.
And she tapped on my back, on my shoulder, and she said, "Hey." Oh, I turned around. It's like, "Hi." And I did not recognize her at first. But then she said, "You saved my life." I said, "What? You saved my life on September 30th last year. In that jump circle." Oh, it's like, what? And I just get goosebumps right now talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And tears rolled down my cheek. She was crying. Yeah. We both were crying. We were hugging. And I said, "My goodness, you look so beautiful and healthy." So ever since then, she changed her life around to a better.
Mm-hmm.
And every little step of kindness and encouragement in this beautiful world, but sometimes very cruel world,
mm-hmm.
where we live in, counts, that we go and see and feel when there's people suffering and offer them that one little gesture. It's not little, but it was obviously
a big one for her.
So for her, and I'm just so grateful when I get feedback like that, that's why I'm doing what we're doing. I'm just, beyond grateful that we are able to do what we're doing. So thank you out there, universe, mm-hmm. for giving us the energy that we can share it
mm-hmm.
and that we get it back as well to continue what we're doing.
Yeah, not only that, you know, there's students that came here that one year and they were putting on workshops over there. And he came over to our shop and he played with us. You know, he just played jam out and we did a performance in Kwendalyn Dunn.
Oh, nice.
We went there, and that boy was, I didn't recognize him at first. He was standing there. He was a helper. He was doing sound. And he said, "It's because of you two I'm where I'm at today. I'm learning how to do engineering. I play music."
Nice.
That's what he told us.
The power of music.
Yeah, you know.
It's incredible. It's been very instrumental in my son's life. He's, you know, he's been a drum player.
Yeah.
So, you know, since he was a little kid, he's played, literally all over the world. Mm-hmm. And
he's
with
a great
every
drummer,
musician you can imagine. And it gives him confidence and it lifts his spirits, you know, when he's down, just to be able to drum or play guitar as well. You know, he just absolutely loves it. And it's such a part of his life, I think, as human beings. I think listening to music, you know, inspires us. Playing music inspires us. It's just a very powerful, powerful thing.
It is, absolutely. And we're grateful that we were able also to make drums for Ross River.
Mm.
Thank you for making it happen, Yvonne.
Well,
May.
Thank you. Yes, Yvonne and May helped to organize that. And you know, it's just been, it's been wonderful. I've just seen the whole process, and it just gives me great hope for the future. And we just need more and more of it.
And Adi, if you want to mention something, if you want to add something to the drum, well, because you're using your traditional drum too, maybe you could just.
So the drum I play, it's called tabla. It's called tabla, and basically it is a combination of two drums, like for the righty one is daya and baya, righty and lefty, like mm-hmm. that. So, and it is said that this instrument is very ancient, and it is made accidentally. It is made like it was before, like a cylinder, hollow cylinder,
mm-hmm.
and have a skin both side and make a sound like that. But some or other, it got broken in between. But after broken also, it was like giving some sound. Like then they said, after getting broken also, it's giving sound. So that's why its name is tabla. So tabhi bola means after getting broken, he is making sound. So and it's very ancient instrument from India. And this is this instrument's usually used for classical accompanying classical music, classical Indian music. My wife, Mrs. Supriya, sings classical songs.
And does she play your drum too?
Yeah, she plays that. And now recently we received one more instrument that's called handpan.
I love that one. You just got it in, hey? And you just practiced.
One. So I'm going to bring that very soon in the school too.
So that leads us actually to our next song that we want to play for everyone and with you guys as well. So please, everyone out there, if you have a hand drum around in your closet or hanging on the wall and you haven't used it for a while, please dust it off and grab it and join us and sing for our sisters.
Yeah, good. That's a hint. It's called, it's about our sisters. You know, in this world of ours, our women get treated like, you know, like a piece of furniture that's got to stop. As men, we have to stand up and start speaking. That's a sister song. Good. That's a hint. So everyone out there, grab a drum. That's especially the women's and the girls. Let's drum for them. For our women that's out there, missing, haven't been found yet. So the song goes, I'll explain it a bit before. Start singing.
Sure.
It goes, our sisters out there, they're still out there. They're out there somewhere. Let's sing for them. Let's sing for them. And also a drum for them too. So ready, Audie? That's it. Scat to get. Tears already?
Ready.
Okay.
Then I tell you like it Kitakachu Hilsi Kitakachu Chansi Henaho 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 Dadza daga, Kutara daga ye.
So at this point of time, we have not too much left of our 1 hour, our last hour. We would like to give a big shout out to Fireweed Metals and Shona FM, the general manager, Julian Fraser, and her amazing team. Right now, it's Stuart on the other end in Whitehorse. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks, Stuart.
For technical support. And Fireweed Metals was the sponsor for our first or for the three shows that we had so far. We are very grateful that we're able to do that and host a radio show. We haven't had that yet done. We haven't. So that was some different experience. I can only suggest anybody to try it out.
It's
challenging when you're in a remote community like we are, but it's so much fun. So, the last thing I would like to ask my honey to actually tell a story. It's a request for me about Benny, the Betty Medicine.
The Benny.
There are so many teachings in all the stories and legends, but there is a lot of the stories and the teachings that actually happened. So, and we have...
Way back when I was a young man, a lot of people came here. A big celebration on the other side. Then a little the people dance all night. 40 drums at the like that we did at the school. The Yahni Hilly that blum blum tazataga the nearly. Then I look at you and I get to tell him. Guess take a car, nigga, toss out around. People dress up in their finest, this colorful, to show off their other halves sewing, or else they're looking for someone. Kwanu yaraga. So they could get married. That's how we say it, kwan, didn't they, y'all? To make a home. Anyway, that's you. The old doctor, yes, old doctor, yes. He's so old, moss grown his beard. That's what they say. Yeah. But still good, that's Jacob Tom Yagi. That's Materinum's dad. They were sitting down there, that's it. Then Lana's tone, get it down here. Sit down and suit teaching to a kid. There's one kid not thinking right, run around, that's what it means. We see teaching to people tell him, sucky. People tell him to settle down, but do it. I get that. Deny it. Shut up, dog. You bother people, bother dogs. Do it. Just let a touch other than talk. Let lady. All of a sudden, a squirrel ran amongst the people. Squirrel come up from somewhere. Did you know? Old dogs, but where did that squirrel come from? One tree. The people all over walking around. The squirrel ran up. The kid with no got no thoughts or anything was there already. He started whipping the tree around, trying to get that squirrel off. Took it. Even old dogs are. Tom took it. Dwa, do la. Did him. Have respect. Never listen. The squirrel just hanging around for dear life. He said, Ta, got Tony. This letter, Milan. Da, minute. Just a squirrel hanging there. All of a sudden, a squirrel fell off. At exact moment, that's what Dad told me. It's letter nuts Eddie. Dutch it's each honest. Big wind blew the minute that squirrel fell off. It's a donna. He had a cap on. It's a there on it. That wind blew it off. It landed way over. And that squirrel dust. Need call nuts Eddie. It's a nigga quite a toy. To see it dead in the concert time, the squirrel fell, hit the ground, it ran underneath his hat, the one that blew off. It sit down, it's it, hot lot. McCartan to his ass. He's trying to kill that squirrel. That kid ran over to where that squirrel went out of the hat, he start pounding, jump on it, his hat. J-I-A, did him. Tom, I have respect, do la, you know. Dignity, that's what dula means, have dignity. Dula, that's what mom always tells us, dula. You know what, sister? Yeah, they always tell us that. Ah-ee. And that, anyways, they yell at the boy, and that, it's a donna, it's a saint lot toy. It's a rat, and he told me, it's a rat, dula. Cut toy, it's a rat. When he grabbed that hat and looked inside, there was no squirrel. Where'd it go? There's no hole in the ground, but quite nothing to do at that thing. Yeah, coot is a good joy. The dear joy. That's it. That evening, that night, he got sick. He fell down. People don't know what's going on. He was just ready to die. The call for old doctor, old doctor. You pray for at least five nights. You pray over the boy to watch him. Pray. On the fifth night, Dad say watch him. A lot of people guns Tony. That guy, Dutch other this era bit of dance. Kitty. On the fifth night, he took the squirrel out from his chest. The minute he took it out, the boy opened his eye. They make gun tony. That's what was killing you. Otten Zinla. Do la. Have respect, have dignity. That's everybody watch it. That's it. He see it. Put the squirrel down. The squirrel took off. The boy was fine. That really happened. That's it. I'm not lying. That's it. A lot of other people seen it too. Gotta have respect for nature, eh? You can't just go out and do la. I'll tell you a really quick one. And, you know, my grandpa always called grandma Totini. Totini. That means people come from ocean. So we're going to play a grandma song for you to finish it. Yate Totina.
So we wanted to finish our third show. We don't know if it's going to continue or not, but with that story, so that we have Ahnazin for anything, for everything around us. That's that just one law that everyone needs to go by. Just have respect for everything. Ahnazin. Mm. And also, like, you can, I want to do some advertising here too, some promotion. I thought to the end, I think I didn't do that at all in all the other shows. So you can absolutely check us out on our website, www.dennisshortyarts.com. Or on Facebook and Instagram, same thing, Dennis Shorty Arts. You can find us there. You can find all of our songs from Dennis Aggie so far on platforms, including like Spotify, online platforms everywhere, and Spotify. And when you look in there on Dennis Shorty or Dennis Aggie, you can find us there. And yeah. And I also want to do a big shout out to Sean Ledoux. He just texted here while we're on the show. He is traveling. He's coming back pretty soon. In May, he will be back in Ross River. Safe travels, our brother. Yep. And yeah, we are working as Dennis Aggie on 6 new songs. We're going to go in the studio with our beautiful band, David Dugas, Michael Miller, Rox Hunter, to Jim Holland's studio at the end of the month in April. End of April, not this month. And we'll record some new music. You will hear from Dennis Aggie, People's Voice, pretty soon.
That's mix of English and Casca. So.
Boogie boogie rock and roll.
Chagaloni rock and roll.
Okay, so and that song, honey, you want to explain the Grandma Sekela song?
It's to honor Grandma. Originate from the ocean, eh? That's why Grandpa, you know, Dad was telling me a story. They used to stay at this end of this lake around McDame. They lived there for a long time. And they'll stay, they go to this lake, and then from there they travel to down that way, you know. That's where Grandpa's from, down that area. His last name is Johnson, Jonathan Johnson, or Johnson Jonathan. Either way, I don't know, that's what his name is, that's what Dad told me. So, Ate Tot Ina, that means respect, honoring a people from the ocean.
Yeah, so again, thanks for having us, and with this song, we're going to fade out our last and third episode of Ahnazin with Janice, Jenny and Dennis, from Ross River Tutlilini.
Nakanus Tansi, Kutia Gatelda Anna.
Ich wünsche euch alles, alles Gute, wo auch immer ihr gerade seid. Auch ein klein wenig Deutsch schnell mich mal reinschmeißen. Auch für euch deutschen Hörer, lasst euch gut gehen, bleibt gesund und munter, lasst euch nicht unterkriegen. Wir schaffen das zusammen.
Home, Konstanzi, Cola. Hui. Come drum with us!
Grab your drum, everybody out there! Whee!
Yate Totina!
Yate Totina! Ole ho 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 ho! Yate Totina! Ela he! Yate Totina! Ela he!
Song, sing along with us.
Home, get it, Jen.
Yate Totina,
Yate Totina. Ole ho, oh, ole ho, Yate Totina, Ela he, Yate Totina, Ela he.
So alle Kinder, walk slow, everybody.
Yate Totina.
Yate Totina. Ole ho, ho, ole ho. Yate Totina. Ela he. Yate Totina. Ela he.
Time, everyone.
Yate Totina. Yate.
ole ho ho ya te totina e la he ya te totina e la he.